Psalm 82, no.
As election returns came in last night, they brought cheers from the organizers and volunteers gathered at Hawk's Tavern on State Street in Madison. There was little doubt Madison would pass its own referendum. Residents ultimately supported it by a more than 2-to-1 margin, or about 13,000 votes. The question was how many other communities would join them. Ben Mansky helped out with the campaign and felt good about what he saw last night.
Oh, very good, very good. I mean, this is going to be a mandate from Wisconsin. It's going to affect national policy. The world is going to see the voice of the people being raised. Our congressional delegation here in Wisconsin has not represented the strong anti-war sentiment in the state. And we expect that after this vote tonight, we'll see some change in terms of the votes they cast in Congress and the steps they take to bring the troops home.
Last night's referenda were completely non-binding, meaning they don't have the force of law behind them. Their wording was also different in different communities. For example, Madison's referendum called on the U.S. to begin bringing all military personnel home from Iraq starting now. Others called for a more gradual withdrawal, starting with the National Guard and reserves. But the goal behind the questions was largely the same, to send a message. Keith Schmitz campaigned for the referendum that voters approved yesterday in Shorewood.
We think what's going to happen at this point is that other communities around the state, and I think now around the country, will see what we've done and will also think that this is a good idea.
Some critics of the measures think local communities have no business weighing in on such a global issue. Others think the war is too complex to be decided by referendum. Karen Blagan voted against the measure that ultimately passed in Whitefish Bay.
Because I think it would be irresponsible to just unilaterally bring them home. I think it's a more complicated issue. I think it's important for it to support them, our country, as well as the situation. We have to be, I think, do this very carefully and with consideration.
Referenda passed at about 3/4 of all the communities that put them on the ballot. Supporters pointed out that they were successful in some cities and villages that voted for President Bush in November of 2004. Likewise, they also failed in some communities that supported Democratic candidate John Kerry. In some cases, there were just a few votes difference. 4 of Door County's referenda were each decided by fewer than 9 votes. Ann Hippensteel helped get those questions on the ballot. She says she wasn't sure what to expect.
Here's the thing, we didn't do a whole lot in Door County as far as, you know, trying to get people to decide one way or another. We had a few yard signs, and I think there were 2 letters to the editor, but other than that, it wasn't really covered much in the paper at all.
Turnout was much lower than in the last presidential election. In La Crosse, for example, nearly 29,000 residents cast ballots in November of 2004. Yesterday, only about 6,600 voted on the war. Bob Wateski helped organize the website choosevictory.org, which was dedicated to defeating the anti-war referendum. La Crosse's resolution passed yesterday, but Wateski said he was more disappointed that so few people voted on it.
It was right about 20% that turned out. Right now in Iraq, with the war going on and under threat of death, 80 to 90% of the people will get out and vote. And here, everybody's so complacent, they don't care.
Yesterday was not the last Wisconsin residents will hear of these questions. Organizers are planning similar efforts in other communities. Milwaukee already has its own war referendum scheduled for the November ballot. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.